The driver always asserted his authority, and his colleagues knew better than to arouse his combative streak. The two men were on the footplate, checking that everything was in readiness. Pike had got up a good head of steam, and his fire shovel was at hand to add more fuel from the tender when necessary. The engine was throbbing with suppressed power. Andrews studied his instruments with a mixture of pride and affection. A locomotive was much more than an inanimate piece of machinery to him. She was a trusted friend, a living creature with moods, likes, and dislikes, a complex lump of metal with her own idiosyncrasies, a sublime being blessed with awesome might, who had to be treated correctly in order to get the best out of her. "Mr. Allen knows how to design an engine," he said appreciatively. "She's one of the best," agreed Pike.
"Mind you, there's still room for improvement. They ought to let me spend a week or two at Crewe. I could point out a number of things that would make her run better, yet use less oil."
"You always were a man of opinions, Caleb."
"They're not opinions, they're plain common sense. The people who can give the best advice about how to build a locomotive are the men who drive her.